This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Brisbane Pride has requested that police officers intending to march at this year's Pride March do so out of uniform. In a statement, the Brisbane Pride Committee said the uniform request was an invitation to the Queensland Police Service to acknowledge their harm and to correct course moving forward. The committee emphasised their support for the continued inclusion of the QPS in the march, but said their request stemmed from an investigation earlier this year into sexist, racist, and homophobic social media posts made by serving police officers. A cross-party group of New South Wales MPs have called on the State Education Minister to reject anti-trans education legislation from One Nation's Mark Latham. Mark Latham introduced the draft bill last year, causing outrage. Under the bill, schools would have to out all trans and gender diverse students to their parents and the parents of all other students in the same year group. The cross-party group against the legislation said they were concerned the proposed bill would make the situation for LGBTIQ students even more difficult. The Victorian government has announced that Wiradjuri man Todd Fernando will be the state's new commissioner for LGBTIQ+ communities. Minister for Equality Martin Foley announced that Fernando, who has been the acting commissioner for the last 4 months, will officially be the second person to fill the role. Many are describing the appointment as a huge win for diversity and representation, with Fernando becoming the first young, gay and Aboriginal commissioner in Australia. LGBTIQA+ human rights will not be in the hands of new Human Rights Commissioner Lorraine Finlay, according to the President of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Professor Rosalind Croucher. Earlier this month, advocacy group Just Equal wrote to Professor Croucher, expressing concern that the Human Rights Commissioner had conventionally held the LGBTIQ+ portfolio, but that Finlay had expressed opposition to existing LGBTIQ+ discrimination protections. Switzerland has voted by a wide margin to allow same-sex couples to marry in a referendum bringing the Alpine nation in line with many others in Western Europe. Official results showed the measure passed with 64.1% of voters in favour and won a majority in all of Switzerland's 26 cantons or states. Following the referendum, same-sex marriage is now legal in 30 countries. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
At least 25% of the players in this year's WNBA playoffs are LGBTQ and out, and some have an out coach. 24 players are known to be out in the finals, like Seattle's Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart and Mercury's Brittany Griner, which is more than all of the out athletes currently in men's professional sports around the world. The top seed in the playoffs, the Connecticut Suns, have the most out players with at least half the team, and their coach Kurt Miller is the only out male head coach of a major pro sports team in North America. Independent pro wrestler Rolando Perez has come out as bisexual. The Alabama-based grappler known as Miami Ice made the announcement on Twitter last week alongside a devil emoji. Perez has starred in multiple promotions, had two reigns as Pro South Wrestling All Out Champion, and is a regular on IWTV program Action Clash. And finally, the International Olympic Committee has once again delayed its transgender guidelines because of conflicting opinions. Current rules allow trans women to compete with testosterone levels below 10 nanomoles per litre for a year, but these blanket rules meant that Namibian cisgender female sprinters Christine Maboma and Beatrice Mazalingi were forced out of the Olympics because of their naturally high levels. The new guidelines for international sports federations are not expected to be out until after the Beijing Winter Games in 2022, 3 years later than intended, but the IOC Science and Medical Director, Dr. Richard Budget, says they plan to prioritise inclusion and avoidance of harm, as well as a more sports-specific approach.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.